Next week, Prime Minister Tony Blair says he will announce his departure date from number 10 Downing Street. From the results of local elections, the person who succeeds Mr. Blair will be leading a greatly reduced Labour Party. In England, Wales and Scotland, Labour has lost 500 local seats. Labour's losses in Scotland were particularly devastating. For the first time in more than 50 years, Labour Party dominance has gone. The big winner is the pro-independent Scottish National Party. The SNP claimed 47 seats in the Scottish Parliament to Labour's 46. Informal discussions between the SNP and the Liberal Democrats are already underway to form a coalition government in the Scottish Parliament. But as SNP leader Alex Salmond told his colleagues, that will not be easy.
Most of us have grasped the fact that you have to build a coalition in the Scots Parliament. And that's going to take some time. It's going to take some effort.
The Scottish Parliament has full control of some areas like education policy, but not all. Defence policy, for instance, is still determined by the British Parliament in London. The SNP, however, has been pushing for a referendum on complete independence that it hopes to put before the country in 3 years. But that is something their potential coalition partners, the Scottish Liberal Democrats, do not agree with. Nicol Stevens is their leader.
The Liberal Democrat position is absolutely clear on this issue. We don't support independence. We want to see more powers for the Scottish Parliament, but not independence and not a referendum on independence.
Viewed more broadly, the results throughout England, Wales and Scotland signal a tough time for Labour and Tony Blair's apparent successor, Finance Minister Gordon Brown. Tom Rivers for VOA News, London.